Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is the We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.
Hello, I'm David Cameron Walker, and you may be surprised to be hearing another We Are Going Up podcast just 48 hours after we recorded the last one. I know Mark said there's not going to be a show for 2 weeks while he goes back up north. However, we've been struck once again by the Wagyu curse, as I'm now calling it. So many times over the last 150 episodes, we've recorded a show, and within 24 hours, before Mark's even edited it and put it out there, a manager has been sacked. And it's happened yet again, and this time the axe has fallen upon Ian Holloway of Millwall. Millwall have decided to dispense with his services after 5 defeats in the last 6 games. They're second from bottom, 8 points from safety. It looks pretty bleak. They backed him in January, but they sacked him on the 10th of March. So we're going to do a little mini episode and speak to friend of the show, Millwall season ticket holder, sometimes host of the Lions live radio show for Millwall, Joe Amphlett. But first, we're going to hear from Ian Holloway himself, speaking after the 4-1 defeat on Saturday to Norwich, which proved to be his last game in charge as Millwall manager.
If you're 4-0 down at home, I don't expect people to be happy at all. I'm not happy, the lads aren't happy, but you know, with the greatest respect, we managed to get a goal. We managed to almost get another opportunity. I felt we kept going and we kept working and we kept trying, and that's all I can ask from the lads, you know. And at the end of the day, you'll be find out whether you're good enough or whether you're not, and that's my team, including myself as well. So, you know, obviously the crowd don't feel I'm good enough at the minute, but I don't blame them, you know. I'd rather them shout at me than anybody else, but, you know, it has to be with a dose of reality. We're taking on Norwich City, who's were Premier League last year, and you know we've struggled in the last 3 seasons to stay up on the last day, and unfortunately, you know, we're struggling at the moment as a group. So you know, as long as people work hard for me, I'm trying to keep encouraging them.
That was the former Millwall manager Ian Holloway speaking after that 4-1 defeat at home to Norwich on Saturday, which proved to be his final game in charge of Millwall. And joining me now is a man that you will have heard a few times over the years on We Are Going Up, a Millwall season ticket holder, the occasional host of the Lions live radio show for Millwall, friend of the show, big Millwall fan, Joe Amphlett. Joe, thanks for joining us. Now, I know you've been unhappy with Holloway and how things have been going for quite a long time now, but now he's finally gone. How do you feel?
Not great, because it should have come 3 months ago. Has annoyed me, the timing of it, because how the board haven't seen that this has been, that relegation was looming, how they didn't see that 3 months ago. In my opinion, he should have gone after that 4-0 thrashing at Bradford. That was an embarrassment. That was when you knew that we was in big trouble. That is when he should have gone. But instead, they gave him the money to buy new players and change the squad around in January, which was a big mistake.
We spoke to Andy Embler, the chief executive, on our prostate cancer special a few months ago, and it was around that time, I think it was sort of coming towards the end of January at that sort of time, and you'd made some investment in the squad, you know, you'd changed the team a little bit and some loan players had come in, some new young players had come into the lineup, some of the underperforming players had gone out, and it, you know, the message from the club at that point was, we could have sacked the manager, but we've decided not to, as you've just said, we decided to invest in him. And you would think at that point that they would stick it through to the end of the season, but obviously it's gone too far.
Well, I think the cheaper option was to do what they did, and I honestly think that they didn't want to pay him off, because this is a fact, this isn't just fiction. Holloway's the second highest paid manager in the Championship, the second highest paid manager. Why they got to that situation in the first place is a joke. They obviously were taken in by him just because he'd got Blackpool and Palace up to the Premier League. I honestly don't believe that he's a great manager.
Well, it hasn't done a good job this season, obviously. You know, you're 8 points from safety. It's been disastrous. But he did keep you up last season. You know, he did have a reputation when he came into the club. So you could see why the club might have been willing to put their faith in him at that time.
I admit that I was excited by the appointment. I was. I didn't look too much into his managerial record apart from Blackpool and Palace. And you see two promotions to the Premier League and you get excited. And that's what he was saying when he first came in. I'll get this club to the Premier League. And I always enjoyed listening to Holloway when he wasn't the manager of my club. But when you're losing games week after week and he's trying to come out with these funny lines and come up... And some of the stuff he's been saying lately, I mean, oh my God, you just want rid of him because it's just those funny lines and that sort of personality that he's got. Great for the media, not for the actual fans that are actually in pain. And he says he felt the pain double what the fans were feeling. No, he doesn't. He's from Bristol, isn't he? He's from the West Country. He doesn't know Millwall people. He doesn't know South London people. He didn't know them because he kept insulting the fans over the last few weeks. And I think that was the decision by the board. They could see that Holloway was turning on the fans and that they thought that was the final straw. That's what I've heard anyway.
Okay, so what went wrong then for Holloway this season? He obviously managed to pull you out of the fire last year. He kept you up when it looked like we were in big trouble. Not managed to repeat the same trick this season. What's been wrong?
First of all, I don't think he pulled us out of the fire last season. I wanted Lomas to go. I think that was the wrong appointment last year. But we were actually not in the relegation zone when Holloway took over. I think we was about 4 points above it. And at one point with Holloway, we were bottom. And we done well the last 8 games. Nicky Bailey coming back from injury at that point was pivotal. Carlos Edwards on loan was a good signing by Holloway and played well. And those last 8 games, we had a consistent team. This year, he's done completely opposite to that. I mean, he's had some injuries, but changing the back four time and time again, every single game, he's looking for a new formation, a new team, trying to work out something. And when you're in March and you're still, tinkering with the side and you can't work out your best back four. I mean, so Alan Dunn, he made captain. Dunn has been, everyone says he's a Millwall man. Great, he's been a good servant, but he's not good enough for the Championship anymore. He made him captain last year off the back of Dunn having this big rant in the dressing room and rallying the troops, and he made him captain for the last 8 games. Great, that worked then. And he started the season okay, but Dunny is a liability and is not a great player for the Championship anymore. He's getting older, and he made him captain. So that's a rod for your own back. You've got to play him every game now. And he was making mistakes and eventually did drop him, and he's brought him back in and done that a few times. The back four has been a shambles. There's not been two games in a row where we've kept the back four. Two or three games. Apart from that, it's changed every time. He's put midfielders at the back. Dunny's a right back. He's been playing him centre back. And we've got no right back at the moment, but he's been playing Dunn at centre back. And playing a midfielder right back.
And those changes haven't been forced by injury. They're just selection decisions, are they? Or have there been injuries?
Well, we've got an actual right back, Justin Hoyt, at the club. He's played a couple of times. I mean, I don't know why he's not been given a chance at right back. He must be atrocious. But he'd prefer a central midfielder at right back than an actual right back. But we've got a right back in Dunn, who could have been playing right back. And he sent Byron Webster, who had one bad game against Middlesbrough, and his confidence was shattered by Holloway because he dropped him completely out of the team. And now he's sent him back to Yeovil. But he was a good centre-back. But I think he's just got some good players there that he's just... They have a good couple of games and he drops them for no reason. It's just really been a horrible season, mate.
Obviously, you're very frustrated. And, I've been aware of your... Not just you, but other Millwall fans that I know have been disappointed with the form and the team selection and the performances this season. But as someone who's a season ticket holder who stands in the stands at the Den every other week, is this anger that I'm sensing from you as we speak today? Is that something that's reflected by the majority of the crowd at the Den towards Holloway?
I must say the Millwall fans, that the last Norwich game, that was the turning point. That was when people were... Holloway was in his dugout and he was pooing himself. He was scared. I mean, he was protected by stewards and stuff. No one was actually coming on the pitch and trying to get him or anything, but they were hurling abuse at him. And rightly so, because it's his fault that we're in the position we are, and he was so cowardly. And instead of getting out and being this, he gives these all brave Churchill speeches and stuff like that and tries to get the team up, but he was cowering in the dugout. And we was all saying, if the board are not going to sack him now, That is not a man that's going to keep you in the Championship. He's scared of his own fans. He's cowering in the dugout.
We can blame him.
Who can... What? So a little bit of abuse is going to wind you up? Just ignore it and get out there and sort it out.
I wasn't at the games. I didn't see the scenes. But, I mean, certainly in interviews I've heard him give, he does... And this might just be platitudes to the supporters and to the media, but he has said, you know, I'd rather the fans boo me than the players. I'd rather take the criticism myself than the players. And he doesn't seem to me to hide away from criticism and the fact that he hasn't done a good job. But, you know...
Well, he was literally hiding away on Saturday.
But it's neither here nor there, really, because he has gone. The board has decided to dispense with his services. The chairman, John Berylson, said it was a hard decision to take. Hope that Ollie would be the man to take us forward, but it hasn't happened. And so what next for Millwall now? Neil Harris is in charge until the end of the season. Now, he had a similar spell last season, didn't he? And lost all three games when Lomas departed. But I watched an interview with Neil Harris last night, and he was saying, you know, this is 14 months down the line. I've come on, you know, I've developed a lot as a coach under Ian Holloway, learned a lot from Ian Holloway, which you might not be happy to hear. But he was talking about a change of tactics and a change of philosophy. He was talking about wanting to play what he called the Millwall way and get the players playing for the fans and to get some pride and some spirit back, which I'm sure you'll be welcome to hear.
I am, but I'm not convinced that... I honestly believe the board wants us to go down this year. I actually believe they wanted us to go down last year, because we're not the sort of club that's going to earn a lot of money. There's not going to be much difference from the Championship and the League One in what we get through the gate. There's not going to be that much difference. So we'll probably save money by lowering the wage bill. So I believe the board want to take us down. If they'd wanted to keep us up, they would have sacked Holloway in January. Harris is a cheap option because he's already at the club. He's the under-21 coach.
But although also, to look at it from another perspective, who could you get in at such short notice with 10, 11 games to go?
Well, absolutely. That's a fair point. Look, Neil is the answer for now, for the short term. Absolutely. I'm not convinced he'll be a long-term appointment. I might be wrong. If he wins the next 10 games and keeps us up, I'll be absolutely delighted and he should get the job. But I'm not convinced... I mean, everyone was excited last year when he was in charge for three games. He might have been given a chance then if he'd done anything, but we played even worse than we had under Lomas. You can't judge him on those three games, obviously. I love Neil. He's a hero of mine.
And he does understand the club.
Neil was someone that's come back from adversity more than once. Obviously with his cancer, he came back and still came back as a great player. But even when Kenny Jackett first came in, he dropped Harris. He didn't fancy him. He wanted him out. And Harris came back and proved that he could still be an asset, and then went on to become the club's leading goal scorer. So he knows the fans love him. They absolutely love him. They'll be right behind him, whatever happens, even if we get relegated he will demand a bit of passion from the players, because he knows what it means to play for the club. So good luck to Neil, but I'm not convinced that we can stay up. 8 points adrift, I think we're down.
Yeah, Wigan above you in 22nd place, obviously Blackpool dead and buried as well below you. But in Fulham are in 21st position with 39 points, Rotherham 40 points in 20th, Brighton, despite a little bit of an improvement when Chris Hughton came in, still lingering down there in 19th position. You recently lost to Rotherham, which was, you know, quite a crucial defeat for
twice
you.
We've lost to Rotherham this season.
But just looking at your upcoming fixtures to see if you have got any bit of hope, the next game is away at Bolton, which will be a very difficult game. Then you've got home to Brighton on the Tuesday night after that one. Then you're away to Brentford. And then... looking ahead to that, a big game down at the Den against your local rivals, Charlton, on Good Friday. So, I mean, look, you're in a terrible position. Every game you play in the Championship is going to be a difficult one. But, you know, do you hold out any hope? Could the team produce a run of results and maybe give yourselves a chance?
Holloway was still in charge, absolutely none at all. And I'd say we wouldn't have won another game. But with Harris now, it all depends on this first game against Bolton on Saturday. If you can nick a win at Bolton and hope the other results are going your way, and then we've got Brighton at home on the Tuesday, the fans will all be behind Harris. If you can get two good results, get two wins out of your first two games, I know it sounds unlikely, but if you can do that, then you've given yourself a chance. I think if we don't win any of the next two games, then we're definitely down. But it seems a tall order. I can't see Fulham being dragged too much more into it, because that's unthinkable, really, that Fulham would go down again. So my worry is our winnable games have all gone. We had January, February, March. We had some really winnable games. and we've just not taken those chances. Now we're playing teams in the top 10. Now it gets really tough.
And even if you did manage to pull yourself back into, you know, having a realistic chance of survival, say you were within a few points on the last couple of games to the end of the season, well, doesn't make for pretty reading for Millwall fans. The last two games of the season, Saturday 25th of April at the Den, your last home game of the season is against Derby, who you think will be in the shake-up for automatic promotion or a playoff spot, certainly. And then the final game of the season, Saturday the 2nd of May, is away at Molineux against Wolves, against, of all people, your old manager Kenny Jackett. So it's going to be a tough end to the season, and you may well be down before that. But even if you did have a chance, it'd be difficult, wouldn't it?
It would be, but I mean, we did it last year with 8 games to go, and that sort of time of the season as well. Derby, if they're in the shake-up, which they will be, they might be a bit nervous themselves. Mm. They might slip up. We need to make the Den a fortress again, and that's a bit of a cliche, but. Just,
has it ever been a fortress?
Well,
when was the last time it was a fortress?
1967. No, listen, under Jackett, when Jackett's, say, first 3 seasons, we hardly lost at the Den. We were hard to beat there, definitely. This home record is the worst since 1920. It's atrocious. It's embarrassing. And every Saturday, to come out so low and dejected, I think the fans...
Season ticket renewal time as well.
It is season ticket renewal time, and I will renew my season ticket because, you know, I've been a supporter of the club for 22 years and it's in my blood now. I couldn't stop supporting them. But, you know, whatever happens with your club, you've still got to stick by them through good times and bad. It's usually bad with us, though, 9 times out of 10.
You mentioned Kenny Jackett. Then, you know, the form that you had under him, and it's interesting that you will play him on the last day of this season. But it seems to me that Kenny left, you know, although it sort of did kind of peter out a little bit under Kenny.
Yeah.
But you had some overall that he had did a really good job for Millwall.
Absolutely.
And I think left a really good foundation for someone else to come in at Millwall and build on that. And obviously the decision was made to appoint Steve Lomas. That went wrong. The decision made to appoint Ian Holloway has subsequently proved to be the wrong one. And also, coupled with those 2 bad managerial appointments, in the summer before this one and this summer, players have arrived. Not necessarily for lots of money in terms of transfer fees, but a lot of free transfers, experienced players, you know, like Ricardo Fuller, Scott McDonald, just to name 2. Chaplow was there last season, wasn't he? And, you know, players that would probably command decent wages at championship level for a club like Millwall. And it seems that there has been an opportunity squandered here by Millwall and by the people in charge, the chairman, chief executive, all the people that make the decisions at the club in terms of recruitment of players and management, that now leaves you back at square one.
Yeah, some of the players that have come in have been an absolute disgrace. And you can clearly see, I mean, under Lomas, first of all, he brought a lot of bad signings into the club. Unfit players, they weren't fit enough. That was something under Jackett. He was always prided himself on the fitness of players. I spoke to Jackett myself a couple of years ago, and he said that's the first thing I do when I get into a club, make sure the players are fit. That's something Lomas didn't do, and same as well with Holloway. The players that have come in have not been fit enough. They're overweight. They don't care. But the thing is with Millwall, we always bring players in that had good careers. You know, Ricardo Fuller was a good player 5 years ago. You know, now he can hardly walk, Ricardo Fuller. And Holloway started him on Saturday up front on his own. I mean, what chance have you got of beating Norwich with your only lone striker being Ricardo Fuller? No chance at all. So the bright side of things are, and this is what Holloway will be gutted about because this is what he wanted to see, is there's a lot of good youngsters coming through. And frustratingly, they're all scoring goals, but not for Millwall. They've been loaned out to League One and League Two sides. Fred Odden-Dimwo is scoring for fun at Wickham.
I've seen him pop up quite a lot lately, yeah.
Yeah, he's played a few games in the Championship for us, and he looked decent. But Holloway felt it'd be better to send him out on loan. He's got 7 goals and 11 appearances for Wickham. And, oh my God, everyone's screaming for him to come back. But and also John Marquess is scoring for fun for Gillingham as well. So, I mean, we'll probably he's out of contract in the summer. He'll probably go to Gillingham and he'll probably score against us next year in the league. That's typical what happens with us. But yeah, the players that have been brought in have been, on the whole, pretty poor. And I think a club like Millwall does well when we've got good youngsters coming through, and we do have a lot of good youngsters coming through, and I believe that there is a crop there that will get us promoted again if we do get relegated, which I'm sure we will.
So looking forward then, if it isn't to be Neil Harris in charge permanently after this caretaker spell to the end of the season, I mean, who are the sort of names that you and other Millwall fans will be looking at in terms of, I mean, there may well be more people available in the summer if people leave jobs at the end of the season, but in terms of managers that you think might be out there now, or, you know, where would you want to go?
Well, the obvious one for me that came to mind is Mark Warburton, but obviously if we're in League One, I completely understand that he wouldn't want to drop down a level, because he's done brilliant at Brentford and probably deserves another job in the Championship. Maybe not the Premier League. People say in Premier League, a bit too much for me, too soon. He's only been at Brentford two seasons. But I think he would fit the club well, but I assume that's unlikely. I've always liked Gary Johnson at Bristol City. When he was at Bristol City, obviously sacked by Yeovil this year. So I think he could do a job. He's a Londoner as well. Apparently the club told him he was too old because he applied for the job before Lomas got it, and they said he was too old, which is ridiculous. I think he's 56 at the time. So Johnson maybe, Cole Robinson maybe at MK Dons, although my only worry there is that they're always there or thereabouts, MK Dons, but they never seem to get up.
No.
So and then maybe if they do this year, they might want to come to us.
They might go close this season, but I mean, I wonder whether even someone like him might have bigger ambition.
Maybe.
With all due respect to Millwall. I think that's the difficult position you find yourself in now. You went down the big money, big name appointment. I mean, Ian Holloway is just about in terms of profile and previous achievement, he's probably just about the sort of biggest manager Millwall could have hoped to have got.
Absolutely.
Last time out.
Yeah.
So now you might have to look at, you know, a younger manager, someone that's done well. I mean, you mentioned Gary Johnson, and Lee Johnson's just gone to Barnsley. But obviously he won't come to you now, but that somebody like him who maybe is just starting out in the lower leagues, in League Two, in League One, maybe Gareth Ainsworth, who's done a fine job at Wickham this season after keeping them up last season, they might get up to League One. They're in the promotion shout, but maybe if they don't go up, maybe you could turn to somebody like him.
I would say that is probably the best way forward for our club. I mean, Lomas was the wrong appointment because of his West Ham connections. That was it. If he didn't hit the ground running, fans were going to turn against him. And that is pretty much what happened. We lost the first game of the season to Yeovil, and fans were turning on him already. You could hear the West Ham, you know, related chants, get out. But they didn't. Even they put a banner up before he came in. You've got to choose someone carefully. I'm all for trying a young manager. So, I mean, how brilliant would it have been if we could have got Eddie Howe or someone like that a few years ago? Do you know what I mean? And I would love an up-and-coming manager. I think that's our best hope. Of getting, you know, getting into the Premier League is even harder and harder. But, you know, that's the dream of all the clubs. And a young manager is the answer. I don't think that we've tried the high profile with Holloway. It hasn't worked out for us. We haven't really got the money to do that again. So it is going to have to be youth. It could be Neil Harris. We'll see how he gets on.
Well, we will see indeed. And whether you're in a Championship next season or League One, you'll be there in the stands at the Den, cheering the side on and going home frustrated as ever, I'm sure. Joe, thanks very much for joining
us. Cheers, Dave.
We'll speak to you again. Cheers.
The We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.
So there you have it. A very frustrated, disappointed and angry Joe Amphlett there, Millwall season ticket holder. Speaking after the departure of Ian Holloway, we'll see whether Neil Harris can keep Millwall up. It's going to be a very tall order indeed, likely to be in League One next season. But the Championship, as we've discussed at length this week, is a crazy, crazy division. You never know what might happen. So thanks very much for listening to this mini episode. We'll be back in a few weeks. But before I go, just time to remind you about the Paddy Power offer that we've got for you on the website, wearegoingup.co.uk. What better week than to sign up for a Paddy Power account than this week? Cheltenham Horse Racing Festival is on. Loads of opportunities for you to bet, maybe win a bit of money down at the races there. All you have to do is go to wearegoingup.co.uk, click on the Paddy Power link, sign up for an account, place a £5 bet, and you get a £20 free bet that you can bet on the horse racing. Why not the Gold Cup on Friday? It's wide open. You could win a bit of money. That's all for this mini episode. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back in a few weeks. We'll see you then.
This is the We Are Going Up podcast. We've got the Football League covered.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.